My name is Garland Robinson. We want to talk about the purpose of water baptism. In a previous lesson, we've shown that one is baptized in order to obey the Lord. In Acts 10:48, He commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Another purpose of water baptism is to be united with the Lord. Romans 6 in verse 3 says, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death?" A third reason for being baptized is in order to become a child of God, to experience the new birth, as Jesus told Nicodemus, "You must be born again," and told him that new birth consisted of water and the Spirit. A fourth purpose for being baptized is in order to become a new creature. The old way of life is done away. One begins to live a new life in Christ that doesn't come at faith, doesn't come at the point of repentance or confession, but it does come at the point of being baptized. Another reason one is baptized is in order to be saved, that is, in order to be forgiven of their sin. That's what Saul of Tarsus was told, to arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. To wash one's sins away obviously means one is forgiven of their sins. Another reason one is baptized is in order to be cleansed of sin by Christ's blood. We read in Hebrews 9:22, "Without shedding of blood is no remission." We read in Revelation 1 in verse 5, "Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood." In Ephesians 1 in verse 7, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins." Now notice this very carefully. Christ died on the cross and shed His blood that we might have forgiveness. We read in Revelation 7 and verse 14, "They washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." In Romans chapter 5, verses 8 to 10, we read, "But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." So one is baptized in order to contact the blood of Christ. Sometimes we're accused of saying that everything there is to do in salvation is simply in being baptized. Well, that's not so. We do not believe that, have never taught that, and the Bible does not teach it either. But we do recognize that it's at the point of water baptism that one contacts the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, the Bible very carefully points out that one's sins are washed away, such as Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, when one is baptized. But it's not actually the water. There's nothing special about the water. It's just water. You can take a bath in it. You can wash your car in it. You can drink it. It's just water. It's not holy water. It's never been blessed. There's no significance in that respect. It's simply water. But God is the one that made the plan that when one is immersed into water, there is the symbolic figure of which one contacts the saving blood of Jesus. So since there's no salvation, there's no forgiveness without the shedding of blood, and Jesus shed His blood in His death, and it's in baptism that we contact His death, we're baptized into His death, it is in baptism that we receive the atoning blood of Jesus. So baptism washes our sins away because it is there that we contact the blood of Jesus. In a technical or a literal way, it is the blood of Jesus that washes sins away, but the exact moment in time that that is done is when we're baptized, and that's why the Bible talks about Saul of Tarsus arising, being baptized, and washing his sins away. Jesus shed His blood in His death, and we contact His saving blood when we are baptized into His death. Romans 6 in verse 3, Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? So the purpose of water baptism is in order to be cleansed from our sins by the blood of Jesus Christ. Another purpose of water baptism is in order to enter into the kingdom of Christ, which is the church of Christ. Jesus made that clear to Nicodemus in John chapter 3 in verses 3 to 5. The church is made up of the saved. We read in Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, "And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved," or such as were being saved. When one is saved, they are added by the Lord to his body, which is the church, which is made up of those who are saved. But when is one saved? It's when they're baptized into the death of Christ, and we're added into the body. For by one Spirit were we all baptized into one body. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. So baptism puts one into the body of Christ, which is the church of Christ. And the only way to enter the church is by water baptism. "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." Acts 2 and verse 41. "Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved." Acts 2 and verse 47. "For by one Spirit were we all baptized into one body." 1 Corinthians 12:13. The one body, of course, is the church. So a person is baptized in order to enter the church, in order to enter the kingdom of Christ. And that is where the saved are, because the Lord will one day come and save those who are in the church, which is his body, Ephesians 5 and verse 23. Another reason of baptism is in order to put one into Christ. There are only two verses in all the New Testament that tell us how and when one gets into Christ. How does one get into Christ? The Bible tells us in Romans 6 in verse 3. "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death?" So how do we get in Christ? How do we get into Christ? It is by being baptized. Well, when does one get into Christ? Galatians 3 in verse 27 tells us, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." When does one get into Christ? By being baptized, or when one is baptized. There is no salvation outside of Jesus Christ. John 14:6, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." In Acts 4 and verse 12, "There is salvation in no other name under heaven given among men." So salvation is in Christ. 2 Timothy 2 and verse 10. That's exactly what that verse says. You cannot get into Christ any other way than by water baptism. If so, I challenge you, where is the verse? Where is the book, chapter, and verse? It is just not there. A person is baptized in order to bury the old man of sin. We read in Romans 6 and verse 6, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed." Now notice that. That the body of sin might be destroyed. Baptism shows one's death to sin. There's no other way to die to sin than by being baptized. You know, we bury dead people. We don't bury those people who are alive. Baptism is for sinners. Baptism is for dead people, those who desire to die to the old world. And in baptism, they're raised to walk a new life. They are now free from all their past sins. "But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness," Romans 6 and verse 17 and 18. That is the subject of water baptism. The Bible is clear. Baptism stands between the sinner and salvation, Mark 16:16. Baptism stands between the sinner and remission of sins, Acts 2:38. Baptism stands between the sinner and the new life, Romans 6:4. Baptism stands between a sinner and sin being destroyed, Romans 6:6. Baptism stands between a sinner and the washing, Acts 22:16. Baptism stands between the sinner and the calling, Acts 22:16. Baptism stands between the sinner and a cleansing from sin, Ephesians 5:26. Baptism stands between a sinner and being dead to sin, Romans 6:7-12. Baptism stands between a sinner and being free from sin, Romans 6:18. Baptism stands between a sinner and salvation, 1 Peter 3:21. Baptism stands between the sinner and forgiveness of sins, Colossians 2:11-12. Baptism stands between the sinner and the death of Christ, Romans 6:3. Baptism stands between a sinner and Christ's blood, Romans 6:3. Baptism stands between a sinner and being a child of God, Galatians 3:26-27. Baptism stands between the sinner and being a new creature in Christ, Romans 6:4-5. Baptism stands between the sinner and having a good conscience, 1 Peter 3:21. Baptism stands between the sinner and putting on Christ, Galatians 3:26-27. Baptism stands between a sinner and being buried with Christ, Colossians 2:12. Baptism stands between a sinner and being raised with Christ, Romans 6:4. Baptism stands between the sinner and putting off the old man of sins, Colossians 2:11-12. Baptism stands between the sinner and being sanctified, set apart for God's purpose, Ephesians 5:26. Baptism stands between the sinner and being in the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12:13. So, friend, baptism in water for the forgiveness of sins was taught beginning with John the Baptist and continued with Jesus and with the apostles. It's still taught and practiced the same way today by all who respect Christ and His Word. Does your church teach it the way John, Christ, and the apostles did? If not, then it's not the church Jesus died for, and it's not the church the apostles preached for. Won't you obey the gospel today? Thank you for listening.